Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson. No, that's not how this show starts. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam Cannavale.
And I'm Alexi Toliopoulos.
Woo! Welcome, Alexi. And today's topic is fried chicken.
Hell yeah.
Tonight, I'm having chicken tonight. That wasn't a fried chicken.
I feel like
ad.
Chicken tonight, like chicken tonight.
It's just an ad in general. For
and it's going to be fried. I promise you that.
No one remembers, like, the second verse of the Australian national anthem. No yeah. one remembers the second verse of the chicken tonight yeah. jingle.
We just know that that iconic yeah. chorus will never leave our minds.
What was chicken tonight, though? Was it?
Oh,
like, I know it was
sauce.
Chicken.
Yeah. It was like jarred yeah. sauces, whoa. Right, Adam?
Yeah. Chicken tonight, Jackson, had no actual chicken in it. It was yeah. a
That's
sauce that you would put on chicken.
Blown my mind. Yeah. I have learned so much about chicken tonight in a second just then. I have had my
moment.
Mind exploded.
Yeah, it yeah. was not chicken. It was not even in the fridge. It just sat out in the open yeah. in the supermarket, and it was just sauces from all around the world mm. to accompany your delicious chicken with.
Didn't
chicken
even have to be tonight.
Everything.
Could yeah. have been at any point of the day.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, and it couldn't even
breakfast.
Any point of the week. Yeah. You can get it, like, you can yeah. buy it. It saves. You can keep in your pantry yeah. for a couple of months, I presume, in that jar.
Yeah. This is good because it sounds like we're doing an ad for chicken tonight, but we don't really know what the product is.
Honestly, I don't even know if they still sell it. They might not sell it anymore.
Yeah, you'd have to go to the supermarket and check, but if it is yeah. there, it's good. I've been assured.
Go on down to your local supermarket, ask them if they sell chicken tonight. If they say yes, say where. If they say no, say why not?
I'm actually going to look it up if chicken tonight yeah. has been discontinued. Because you know what I feel like tonight? Well, it's chicken. Wow, they have an actual website, chickentonight.com.au.
Oh, I'm joining you.
Yeah, we're wow. going down this Let's chicken tonight hole. Chicken
wherever
wild
you are,
Indian curry, sweet and sour,
over,
chicken cacciatore.
Pull over to the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Get on board, chickentonight.com.au. Yeah. Wow, the featured yeah. sauces include Chicken Tonight Cashew Satay, Chicken Tonight Chicken Parmigiana, and Chicken Tonight Chunky Vegetable Curry.
Oh,
where are you seeing the featured sauces?
They just popped
at cooking
up at the
sauces.
Top. Well,
oh my god, they must customize that because I've got different featured sauces.
No way, what are your sauces?
What are
American
your sauces?
American barbecue, chicken Whoa. Parmigiana, and Mexican.
Wow. They've definitely hacked our computers to know what we'd like.
Mine is mild butter chicken,
wow.
honey and mustard, and creamy mushroom. We've
what
got different
hell?
Ones.
Wow. All right,
why?
Everyone, I was joking before. I'm being deadly fucking serious yeah. now. Every single person, I want you to pull over the side of the road. Wherever you are, go to chickentonight.com.au and send yeah. us in your customized sauces.
Screenshot them. Send them in. What does yeah. your yeah. Chicken Tonight landing page look like? Because everyone seems to have a unique one based on their search history.
Damn it.
Incredible.
Damn it, can you do me a big favor?
What?
Sammy, can you go to chickentonight.com.au and tell me what sources it recommends?
What's your splash page look like, Zammit? Please.
The landing page. What does it say? What does it tell you, Zammit? Yeah.
We need to know. We're desperate to find out. Oh my god. He's looking up. On the edge of my seat.
I know.
I'm gonna make a guess.
Yeah,
I reckon
what's
he's
the
getting
recommended sources.
I reckon he's getting chicken cacciatore. He's getting cacciatore.
Chunky vegetable curry.
Wow. Oh my god. I reckon French stroganoff. Stroganoff.
Sorry, what was that?
French white wine.
Fancy.
Creamy mushroom sauce.
Creamy mushroom sauce. You got four. He got four.
Wow.
How?
He's got a wider screen.
Did you get five recommended? What? Keep going.
He's not looking at the same thing.
He's scrolling.
No, he's got five.
Zammit is either scrolling or we just found out he's got a wider screen than we could ever imagine.
It's every source. All right.
False alarm. He only got three recommended sources.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
False alarm.
Mild butter chicken. Honey and mustard. Creamy mushroom.
Wow.
That's right. Mine. He got mine.
You guys have the same personality.
You got Jackson's.
You're a Jackson, that means. It's like a BuzzFeed quiz.
What three chicken tonight sources are you? Take the quiz.
Or even more specific, which Sans Pants radio member are you basing your chicken tonight preferences?
Yeah. Oh, mercy.
Far out.
So before we started recording, I bought some fried chicken from a fried chicken place, and it came with, you know when they say like snowy fried chicken and it's got Parmesan cheese on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm into that, but I keep going for it. Keep dipping back into the well. Every time I regret it. But here's the crazy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't it. That wasn't the crazy
thing. Of course.
The crazy thing is that I asked for a sauce, right? A sweet and spicy sauce. Mm-hmm. Now, how big... Let's play a game. Let's play a guesstimating game.
Okay.
How big do you think the container the sauce is in would be? What? Show me with your hands, or maybe with your mouths, because it's an audio medium.
You know when you go to the deli? You know when you go to the deli at a like a Coles or just a supermarket, and you know how they have the three different sizes that you can get the salad in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it the smallest of those sizes?
Okay, that's a good bet. Alexi, what do you reckon?
My guess would be like if you were to collect either Mighty Maxes or Polly Pockets, depending on your preference as a child, it would be about the size of like a communal swimming pool for one of those.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, well, it was about the size of the Polly Pocket or Mighty Max itself.
Wow.
It was like that big.
Goodness.
That's too much sauce for one person. I'm never gonna. It wasn't like I got heaps of chicken as well. Maybe four pieces of fried chicken, and yet they gave me a spa of sauce that I then had to throw out because I'm not drinking it.
You know what that is? That's a true Australian right there.
I think this is part of their marketing scheme. This chicken place. Oh, they were like, we're gonna give this guy enough sauce that he'll have to purchase his next three meals from us, and all three of them must be chicken tender related.
That's a good one, though.
We're going to make him purchase a sauce so obscenely huge, he has to tell other people about it.
Well, he got a free ad.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, absolutely. Well, kind of, except people just know it's a chicken place. Mm. So
they'll work it out.
They kind of got free advertising. Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Gosh.
Alexi, before we started recording, you said you were going to make fried chicken for dinner. Mm. Let's talk about that.
My mother, many moons ago, bought me a deep fryer from Aldi, probably 3 years ago, and she gave it to me for, I guess, the occasion, even longer, like 5 years ago, for the occasion of when I did move out. It was like my glory box or something. She bought me all these like appliances, like one day you'll live alone and you're going to have a beautiful life, and I want you to live it as full as you can. Here is a deep fryer that I'm going to save for you in mint condition in a box. I've been too scared to use it. I finally cracked it open, cranked it up, poured some veggie oil in there, and I've made two or three dishes of fried chicken over the last few days, like the last, just within a week span, just within a week. And I'm going to make chicken wings tonight, and I will be deep frying those. Baby.
Yeah.
I will tell you that.
I've recently also gotten into deep frying, but I don't have a deep fryer, tragically. I'm just using a saucepan and oil. But that's how
good. You can do it
when
that
you
way.
Real? Yeah, it still works. But when you realize you can deep fry chicken, it's like,
yes,
you know, you're like, I can just have deep fried chicken whenever I want. Alexei, I got to send you a recipe.
Please,
which is
send
great.
Me a recipe. And please,
it's a recipe for,
send yeah. me that sauce to go with it. I need a little sauce.
Got to do something with it, man. Yeah. Yeah, put it somewhere. Yeah, it's for Jamaican fried chicken.
Ooh,
it's real good.
Jamaican Ooh. Me hungry. I'm going to eat it tonight.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I like, I'm staying with Zamet and his partner just briefly. Mm. And both of them are vegetarians who have just recently started eating meat again, and wow. they were dabbling in seafood, but they've...
Hang on. Can you be a vegetarian that started eating meat again?
They were vegetarians.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Who have started again dabbling in meat.
Yeah.
They did seafood, and recently they've started getting back into chicken, and
they did
it
seafood,
is very funny.
And they did eat it, according to their diet.
It's so funny watching them both be like, oh my god, it's great watching someone rediscover a love.
Mm. Oh wow. Yeah, for sure.
Every meal has been chicken.
Wow.
Fucking rules. It's so good. I'm loving it. Chicken's great, can I say. Hey, so Zaman's partner does not eat the skin of a chicken. Oh, is that normal?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, Shut Up a Second is smooth as a summer breeze, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like Maybe You Wish Adam Could Take His Sweet, Sweet Revenge on Jackson and Cass for constantly bullying him, possibly in the form of a tabletop role-playing, possibly Gary Gygax's Dungeons & Dragons. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for D&D's for Nerds, our real play podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Well, I think can it's understand a it. Yeah, it's a choice, but I understand it. Like the skin often is the best bit, people will say. It'll be crispy, it'll be delicious. Yeah. It'll contain secrets, if you will. But I can also, I've had bad experiences with chicken skin. Like it's sometimes it's been flabby and you're like, ah, no, thank
Absolutely.
You. It's a horrible texture.
I'm good. Yeah, I agree. I'm not, and I think this is shockingly off-brand, but I'm not a chicken skin kind of guy.
Wow.
I think if I was the kind of person that only ate the chicken skin and then, like, mashed potato from KFC or whatever and went and had a nap, that would be on brand for me. But no, I'm not a chicken skin man for some reason. I'm not into
Here's a question. Rotisserie chicken from, like, a charcoal chicken or a KFC, which would you prefer?
Rotisserie chicken, rotisserie 9 times chicken. Out of 10.
Yes. I'm a KFC.
But the stuffing! You
stuffing,
buffoon.
Stuffing's hit and miss. Stuffing's hit and miss. KFC is forever. KFC has developed the international the international Kentucky standard for chicken, and every KFC is always good. And then at the end, you feel sick and bad.
You have a diet.
But while you're eating.
Yeah.
I reckon I had like a 10-year streak where I got sick after every KFC I had, and I still went for it. Like probably about 10 years, my entire school career, I was like, oh, I'm going to get KFC, and then I will get diarrhea, so I got to make sure I eat it at home.
Can I tell the best story about getting sick after eating chicken?
Absolutely.
I'm so excited.
I think I've told you this one. I might have already said this one on the podcast. So
I got to hear it though.
I was in Sydney.
Do you know Hot Star Chicken?
Yes, I do. I've eaten How many good is Hot Star Chickens.
Mm. Oh, Hot Star Chicken is incredible. I love Hot Star Chicken.
If you're not familiar with Hot Star Chicken, it's one giant piece of chicken that you were given in a plastic bag, and you eat it with your hand as you walk around the city of Sydney. It's almost like the way they would describe what it looks like, it's like in a paper bag within a plastic bag, and the paper bag, it would look like if someone scaled up a McDonald's hash brown, including the paper bag packaging.
Oh my God, yes!
Yeah.
It's like a hash brown as big as your head. It's so good.
Yeah, it's
That's
huge.
So much chicken.
And it's like Taiwanese, Taiwanese fried chicken.
Yeah.
Ooh, yum.
It's so, it's incredible. Mm. And they give you... they always give it to you so that there's a bone in it, but the bone is where you'd hold it.
Yeah.
So you hold it from the bone and eat down to the bone, and then you devour. You're sucking marrow out by the end.
Oh, my Lord.
But Adam, tell me how it gave you terrible diarrhea. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, so it sounds like it might have been a marrow-sucking incident that gave you the diarrhea.
I was in Sydney. Mm-hmm. This was for a few years ago, and I was like, I want Hot Star Chicken, and Sydney has a Hot Star, so I'm sure you have several. But I went to a specific Hot Star. I'm in line. As I'm in line, I'm looking at the counter, and at the counter, there's the guy serving. There's two people working there, one at the fryer, one guy serving. And the guy serving is standing next to someone who doesn't work there, but his shirt says, like, Council of Sydney or something like that, like an official Sydney emblem. And he's chatting. And both of them look, the guy serving looks kind of stressed. And as I get closer, I can hear the guy from the Council of Sydney being like, this is the third time we've had to tell you about this. You unfortunately, it's going to have to be a $5,000 fine. You might need to close down for a little while. And through context clues, I work out that this guy is from the Health and Safety Board. Mm-hmm, and as I am approaching, he is failing a health, a sanitation check.
Sanitation, yeah.
They are failing a sanitation check. I don't care. I buy my chicken.
Of course.
Oh my God.
I buy my chicken. That night, I am in the hotel room, curled up, bumped the table, curled up into a ball in my bed, sweating like a madman, rocking backwards and forwards, and to any god that will listen, I am praying, if you get me through this night, never again.
Oh,
never again
God.
Will I have Hot Star Chicken. Never. No.
Yeah,
I hate it now. I wake up the next day alive, and I am so glad that I got away with lying to the gods like that. Because I woke up, I was like, no way, you idiots.
Wow.
You don't know what was wrong. Like, that's the worst part. Like, if they were like, your grease traps weren't emptied, or even like we saw a rat. You don't know. They were like, you got to stop fucking spitting in the deep fryer, dude. You know?
You got to stop serving the human flesh of your enemies at this Hot Star, please.
The craziest part is I didn't need a shit and I didn't need a vomit. It was just like someone was stabbing me in the gut. I have no idea what was wrong.
My God, maybe it was like a fantastic voyage and they shipped like a tiny little crew of people inside of you just to stab you from the inside.
You gotta stop making tiny little submarines and putting them in the chicken, dude. You're failing your health inspection.
Wow, my Lord,
crazy.
If you could honestly answer, if the Joker ever asked you, "Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?" You're like one of the few people's like, "Yeah, I've done it, and I fucking won twice."
I did it, and I went back for seconds.
Wow.
Would you say that's the worst food poisoning you've ever got? Or the worst diarrhea you've ever had? I'll call that a diarrhea, even though there was no expulsion.
Yeah, it was a diarrhea that never left the body. It still remains in your soul today.
An internal diarrhea, you know?
I don't know. It's hard to judge that because I feel like I've had diarrhea that was more inconvenient. Yeah. Like I needed to go somewhere, but I couldn't get off the toilet. And that sucks.
My worst is definitely when I tried to eat 10 cheeseburgers on tour.
Big fan of you bringing that up because you had a story you wanted to tell. Sorry, continue.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, I've had real bad food poisoning from fast food before as well.
It's just funny you had a diarrhea story you wanted to tell. That's all, dude.
The episode of this podcast in real time just changed from fried chicken to diarrhea in people's podcast feed.
You thought this was K-Fry, this is fucking... People, hey, yeah, shit.
At this point, checking the top, like the title of the episode, it's changed.
Yeah, it's changed.
At this point, it's changed. Yeah. We're off the books now. Yeah, that was, well, I ate 10 cheeseburgers because I thought I could. I actually could only eat 7. Mm. But yeah, waking up with that feeling, like I've never, I don't know if I've ever felt that much panic in my life or been in that much.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I remember my mom telling me when I was a kid. She said,
she said, diarrhea is awesome. I can't wait for you to try it sometime.
Have you had diarrhea yet? Yeah. No. Oh, dude.
You're going to love it, and it's going to make a great podcast episode one day.
Well, what I was going to say is I remember my mom saying, if you strain too hard on the toilet, there's a chance you'll prolapse.
Yeah.
And that's given me such fear throughout my whole life. If I'm ever straining too much, I'm like, what if I go inside out? Yeah. I don't want to do that. And I don't know how to fix that. But yeah, so when I have real bad diarrhea, that's a fear that goes through my head.
Wow.
Definitely.
My lord, should I share a diarrhea story now as well?
Yeah, Alexi,
you can't say that and then not.
My worst diarrhea story, Jackson, you were actually present at it. This was like the last time we hung out when you guys came up to Sydney and we went and had like the best dinner. We had this amazing pizza dinner at this great like Sydney pub. And then we went and got gelato. I showed you one of my favorite gelato stops, Reverendo Gelato.
Oh
yes,
my God.
I'll plug them. Reverendo Gelato, the creamiest gelato in Sydney. And then we went clubbing. Levins, our dear friend, was DJing. We're like, let's go clubbing. And then you and I got on these drinks that were like these giant watermelon. Like there was like these watermelon like cocktails. It was just like,
what? Didn't they have like dry ice in them or something as well?
Dry
it was
ice.
Chaos.
It was like this humongous thing.
Oh, that
and they were only like $10, so I had like probably 6 of them or something. And then I remember like we were dancing, and as the night was going on, I'm like, oh, I actually feel a bit shit. I'm like, maybe I'll go to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom, but I'm like, I don't want to shit at a club. That's insane. That's like, to me, that's really poor form if I go shit at a club and then what? I just go dance like nothing ever happened, just back to normal. So I'm like, you know, I'm carrying this in me for a while, carrying this demon inside of me. But just like, I wasn't sure it was like diarrhea or anything. I was like, this is just, I feel
just a big shit.
Just something. Maybe
something's percolating.
Something's absolutely, I felt percolation within my system. It was, I was buckling here and there every now and then.
Oh, God.
But then like we're at the club, we're having a sick ass time, having so much fun. And then my partner comes with her friend as well. And they're all dancing. It's like, oh, this is great. And then like just around midnight, I'm like, you know what? This is I have to absolutely go home. This is absolutely a take home job. No. So take home job. Wow. I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm like, no, everyone stay, have fun. I've just like had enough. I don't know. I'm not being, I'm absolutely not being honest with what's going on with my body. It was like, oh, just like, you know, feeling a bit tired. Maybe I've had too much, you know, I just like, I've been overstimulated today. So I must go home and rest.
Too much.
And then
overstimulated.
Yeah. I'm walking home, not knowing how stimulated I'm about to become, and I like order myself an Uber, and I'm like in the Uber, it's like, oh my lord, it's the floodgates are gonna open. I'm just like literally leaning to one side, and I'm just gonna like, I'm counting down, like I'm looking at the window going like, hey, we're nearly home. As I'm walking up, I live on the top floor of my apartment building, so elevator.
No.
I'm like running up, I run up to the top, I like open the door, kick my shoes off, rip my shirt off, because I'm like, this is a no shirt job. I absolutely didn't rip my shirt off. And then like as I get to the toilet and about face my ass to the toilet and like begin unbuckling, I will skip a second of this story and just be like, it's everywhere. Just everywhere. Anywhere you could imagine. God. Just everywhere you could imagine. It was truly the lowest point of my entire life. I like hop in the shower with my pants still on because I'm like, these are absolute write-off. And I was wearing these lovely pants that literally everyone was like, Alexi, those pants are so cool.
I remember those pants. Yes.
Everyone's like, these pants are so cool. Zaman like messaged me going like, can you send me the link to those pants? I want to invest in some myself. And I'm like, yes, I'm the king to one of these gorgeous pants. And then I'm seeing these pants become like a write-off in front of my very eyes. And I just like, immediately like I'm cleaning up. It's like, it's going to be okay. And I just like get a garbage bag. I put all my clothes in it. I just text my partner. No. I'm like, hope you're having fun. Don't rush home. Feel compelled to stay out if you want to. And I like put all my clothes in like this like bindle that I'm like taking out, and I was like, this cannot go out in the apartment complex. So I walk across the road to like the post office that has just like a public bin at the front. I'm like just jamming it in. Like I can't, no one can find out about this. And then by the time my partners come home, I've just bought two new pairs of those pants just in case. Just order them online, like I'm just gonna get them just in case.
Yeah. That's incredible. Oh my god.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man. The worst.
Throw
and
throwing
I then I like
away
didn't
your...
see you guys yeah. for the rest of the weekend. I'm like, ah, sorry guys. I'm out of commission for a day or two.
Yeah. You had a shit so hard that it was a write-off for the next few days. Yeah. Wow.
It was so bad. I
That's
honestly,
incredible.
Even to yeah. this day, I'm like, we moved apartments. Like, I can't go back.
Yeah, for sure. That throwing away soiled undergarments or like pants, it's almost worse for someone to find them half thrown out than yeah. for someone to go, like, I would rather someone see me shit my pants than someone see me pick up my shitty pants and put them in the bin.
Absolutely.
This is crazy because I feel like if they see me put my pants in the bin, they're like, haha, you're ashamed. Mm. Which, like, I'm like, yes.
Instead of keeping them in a Ziploc bag in your cupboard for the rest of your life, they're like, I'm actually not ashamed. I'm proud of these. I'm keeping them.
It's cool that I did this. I think this is sick. This is normal. It's just hiding the evidence. That's where it becomes shameful for some reason.
Absolutely.
That rules, yeah. Alexi. That's incredible.
Oh, it was wow. And it's so bad. Like, honestly, the scene in there, it's like, if you would make it into a comedy film, they'll be like, you got to turn this back. This is unbelievable. What's going on? I'm like, really?
This is just gross.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, everybody listening. You know, a lot of people might have had a high opinion of me, but I am but you, a disgusting pig. Yeah. Disgusting pig with an anus that works.
Well, I think Jack and I, we already know that Shut Up a Second's unofficial motto is the great equalizer.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut Up a Second. In Shut Up a Second, we are all equal.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we like to think of diarrhea as this thing that only happens to us, but everyone's had diarrhea.
Yeah.
Every single person you ever meet in your life, except maybe a newborn baby, has had that sweaty, so it's so intense you're almost crying. Yep. Toilet diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah. Toilet diarrhea. In some of the best cases, toilet diarrhea.
Even the queen herself has been scared that someone will use the toilet immediately after her.
Absolutely. True. The queen's lucky in that she can just be like, don't go in there, and people are like,
on
I'll
pain
get
of death.
If
yeah,
I
know.
It.
Yeah.
It's everyone has it. It's not just podcasters. Everyone's had some diarrhea.
Yeah.
Think of the person you idolize. We're going to do a little exercise now, listeners. Okay, we're going to think about the person we admire most in the world, okay? Our hero, whoever they might be, whoever we look up to, whoever we aim to emulate. And then I want you to imagine them having the worst possible diarrhea they could. Wow. Who did you pick and who are you imagining? Please let me know.
I imagined Martin Scorsese, who I'm sure had some tremendous diarrhea during his cocaine years in the 1980s. The guy was obsessed with cocaine. And I believe that will give you some diarrhea.
The 80s were obsessed with cocaine, I think.
Yeah. A lot of diarrhea in the 80s, I guess. Yeah. Adam, who were you imagining?
I was imagining a bit of a cultured sort.
Yeah.
I was imagining, of course, King George.
Wow.
That's powerful.
First name that came to mind, baby.
Wow.
And you're a hero, Adam, who you try to emulate in all
No, JFK. Wait, let me go again. Wait, JFK.
Wow. Johnny Kennedy?
Yep.
I thought you were going to say
easy to imagine.
One of our joint heroes, Mr. John himself, the Master Chief.
Oh, no, Master Chief.
Do you actually
know he's...
Can I ask, do you think the Master Chief has had diarrhea? Because the Spartans are more advanced humans. Do they have more advanced guts, more advanced anuses that could prevent the diarrhea from seeping out?
Hmm.
Well, here's my thought. Diarrhea is the most efficient way of getting shit out of you because it's liquid.
Wow.
It's fast. Maybe they only do diarrhea.
Wow. Because they have to get ready to go to battle.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a press of a button. It just all comes out at once.
Yeah.
That's pretty horrific.
All of them have, Master Chief, their suit, they've got a little colostomy bag ready for you at any moment.
Master Chief's like, Cortana, I need you to calculate using my reflexes the exact moment I need to start bringing my hand up to push this missile away. Also, can you flush my suit? Okay, Chief.
Oh, wow. And it's just not a problem. They're all like, yeah, that's what the Spartans do. Yeah. We're all used to it.
Of course.
Yeah. Cortana doesn't do a quip. Absolutely. She's just like, yeah, no worries, Chief. I'll do it for you.
Of course. You might as well not even mentioned it. You know, it's not a big deal.
I think in some of the later books, they refer to it as a CAF, a Cortana-resistant flight.
Wow.
All right. It's got to be making filthy Halo lore here on the spot.
I heard that was actually where the Halo novelization called The Flood was actually not about that parasitic that parasitic force from beyond. It was actually just about the flood within his pants.
Imagine sitting, I'm just imagining a kid in a library sitting there reading their Halo novel. About halfway through, like looking back at the cover and looking back at the book. Like, is this reading the right thing?
A kid is like, wow, so I guess that's what metaphor means. Just finally understanding it.
I Captain it Johnson now. Handing Master Chief a colostomy bag. Careful, Chief, I don't keep it loaded.
Don't worry, I do.
I do do.
Wow, the Halo series really just devolved.
combat default, baby. That's it.
Yeah.
When we were first mentioning JFK, I was just wondering if, do you reckon when he was assassinated, he shat himself a little bit?
I've never speculated. Let me watch this 3-hour Oliver Stone film and find out if they dive into it.
Yeah, if they
the magic
it
bullet and the magic turd.
Yeah.
I think I would have. It would be a shock.
So in shock, yeah. Isn't there like a thing when you die, your bowels release and everyone shits themselves? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone. That's a thing. Is that real?
Everyone watching? Whoever within about a 20K radius? Just evacuate their guts. No, because isn't it? I know it's a thing where if you get hanged, you cum a little bit because
it feels incredible. It feels spectacular.
Jackson, I'm sorry, you're going to die by hanging. I'm like, well, hey, silver lining, you know.
Is that why they stopped hanging people? Yeah. Because they didn't want them to come?
Yeah. It was too exciting. People wanted to do it.
Put me up there. Yeah, I'm a pirate, whatever. No, because you know the mandrake, like the folklore little plant man? Mm. You know mandrakes?
Yes.
I've heard of them, sure. Yeah.
So apparently the lore of a mandrake, the folklore, is that when a hanged person jizzes onto the ground, it's kind of like them fucking the ground and the ground pops out a little mandrake.
So this is like a well-known thing. Like we, for hundreds of years, knowingly hung criminals with the understanding that they were going to jizz a little.
A little bit of jizz, yeah. But it's not enough jizz. It's not like, I think we're all imagining a cartoonish glob coming out, you know, and landing with a splash. I think it's just like a little bit of like little at the end, at the tip.
Well, they're probably like, there's not a lot of people who get hung nude anyway, so it'd probably just be like a little wet patch.
Sorry, I'm lost here for a moment. So you're saying when people were hung back in the day, they were hung nude, the semen would fall, bury itself into the earth, and then a mandrake would be birthed with like within like a gestation period? Is that where that legend
Alexi makes an interesting point, Jackson. Can you please answer this question?
Because I don't know where these two separate things. You're just like, I have two thoughts about semen currently and I must spill them out of my face. Or are they connected?
I need to tell you. No, so the
you are to be. I sentence you to death by hanging. Take off his pants.
Oh, behave. And just a nice Austin Powers montage starts.
As he puts his head in the noose. So I think that the idea was that, here's what I think probably happened. Somebody noticed that as people were hanged, they jizzed. Somehow. Somebody was hanged with enough force that their pants, their trousers fell down a little bit.
Wow.
Lying just flopped over, a little bit of jizz came out. Mm-hmm. And then somebody made the logical jump. What if that jizz made a plant man when it landed on the ground? That would be my guess.
There truly is a Jackson Bailey in every industry making these huge estimates to what is the natural occurrence of things.
What if that jizz landed on the ground? No, that when that jizz lands on the ground, it'll make a baby. Just you wait. Goes from what if to when like to when. That.
This is no longer speculation. This is hard, honest facts. It's only a matter of time before a mandrake is born on these grounds, and it shall happen any moment.
Maybe I've been, like, fucking my backyard trying to make a backyard baby this whole time. And then when the hanged man does it, I'm like, that's what it is. I need to be dying to make the ground baby.
Us going around to Jackson's house being like, oh, you're aerating the ground to plant seeds or something. Jack's like, No,
I'm fucking
I'm planting seeds, baby. All right.
Yeah. The seeds have been
planted. It's not illegal to fuck your own backyard. That would be my response. And then I'd lean back in my chair.
Well, you know,
it's not illegal to fuck your own backyard. I see this as a donation to future Jackson.
Yeah. We're cooking a beautiful mandrake salad later in the year, so I gotta get working. We gotta
get harvest started.
When I'm living rich on mandrake, you're gonna be wishing you came into your ground.
Dear me, who knew we'd end up here from fried chicken?
You know, some people probably suspect this.
Could have guessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some people are like, Jackson's going to fuck his own backyard in this episode. I can feel it. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
I've been Alexi Toliopoulos.
Alexi, where can people find more of you, please?
Oh, well,
tell us what's happening.
You can hear my brand new podcast with Cameron James for the ABC. Yeah. It is a sequel to our Finding Drago series. It is called Finding Desperado, and it is a popular culture-based mystery investigation docu-series where we are trying to find a filmmaker, an aristocratic European filmmaker who is rather elusive, who held the record for world's youngest filmmaker. And we believe that Guinness World Record was freaking fake. We think it was a phony. We think it was a fugazi.
What the fuck?
We think that it was a big old lie. And we are trying to crack it open. And we are going to try and bring Guinness to its knees. And to its justice. And also on the Sans Pants Network, I've got a podcast called Total Reboot, also with Cameron James. We talk about reboots, remakes, and ripoffs in movies. And we're currently doing a series about a cannibal named Hannibal and the movies about that freaking fella.
Please go listen to them now. Right now. Stop whatever you're doing. Go listen. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.